Hey everybody, welcome back. Again, this episode has a lot of gore and violence and horror aspects, so if that's not your thing, then skip over this one. But stay tuned right after this for a little Last Time On.
Ooh,
nice.
That one
had some reverberation. Okay. You guys got your sheets up, ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a quick recap, because it's been 4 weeks since we recorded. Last time, what happened was the last room you guys went into was filled with water. Well, let me just start all the way from the beginning. Ruby saw his late sister. You guys ended up in a graveyard full of undead. You got a key. You got the first key. Went to the next door. Shmurp was bit by a spider that was causing him to lose his memory, which Ruby concocted what he thinks would be a good antidote for that, but nothing has really changed as of yet. Then you guys went into a room that was filled with water. Shmurp and Leaf were chained up to a pole, while Ruby had to get a key off of a fish that was in the water. Once you guys got unlocked, you all fell into the ocean, went into a submarine, and now you are back in the hallway. As you can see on the map, three doors are gone. There are three doors left. You've put three keys into the door with six keys, and that is where you are now. And before we get started, Shmurp cannot talk. He has lost his ability to talk. From that spider, he has reverted so far back that he does not have the ability to talk anymore for the time being.
Can he make like non-vocal noises? Like, or maybe like Kenny from South Park? Can he be like...
He may try to communicate in some way or other, but he can't like say words.
Okay. You know what I noticed about this map?
What did you notice?
We're not on it.
No, you're not. Hold on. You're at the very bottom, the south side, but let me see if I can put a little... Anyways, what are you guys doing? This isn't important.
Nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Oh, my God.
What's new in your life? I don't... Never mind. Don't tell me. I bought a new car.
So we're back in the hallway?
Yeah, now? We're back in the hallway.
I like how up until this point, you and I have been like at odds with each other, and now we're forced to be the only two.
Oh, no. There's no middleman Shmurp to shriek his shriekies. Well, he's still here to shriek his shriekies. Let's play. So looking at the X's on the doors that we've already gone through, I'm thinking that logically we should go through the second door on the left next. What do you think, Shmurp?
He looks at you and nods.
All right.
Leaf just shakes her head.
So is that a no from... Never mind, I'm not taking you into consideration. All right, so I slog to the second door on the left.
The second door on the left. Okay. So you guys all go into the second door. Actually, that's the... I don't know why I even gave you the option. The door, that's the only door that's open.
Oh,
see? I forgot about that. Like, it's not like you could choose a door. Okay.
Doesn't it open just on its own?
Yeah, it opened when you unlocked the last one. I forgot.
Okay, do you want to say that?
No, I'm going to keep all that in.
Perfect.
Okay. As you enter that door on your left, you walk into a large bowl-shaped object, and it looks like it's made of like logs and other plants, and you see like boulders in the middle of this giant bowl.
I'm fucking pissed.
Why?
I already know what this is. I feel like I already know what it is, and I am so upset at you.
I don't know what to think of this room, but looking at Leaf, I can see that she looks visually scared, and that brings me some joy.
Leaf is sweating.
Never mind. I was going to say something that would not be appropriate. I was going to enjoy her sweat too much.
You're going to drink it?
Yeah, I was going to lap her sweat up, but that seems She's not
You've taken
dominatrix.
This to a dark place.
I know. I really lean
you, I don't think you hate her that much.
No, but yeah, that's why I didn't want to go there. It's too much. It's too much. We can cut that out. Or we can leave it. I don't
really
care.
I'm gonna leave it for sure.
Perfect. I think about drinking her sweat, but then I don't.
God.
Okay.
Yeah, just to let you in on a bit of my inner monologue. Do we have a map for this?
No, sorry. It was too much for me to make that many maps.
It's complex. That's fine. I'll close out to this because
can
it's just
like
complete a turn.
Perception check.
Do a knowledge roll. It should be should be one of the things on there.
Okay. Well, that's not very good. Am I smart at all?
Wait, is there a knowledge roll?
Insight?
I mean,
yeah, do insight. Do insight. No, not insight. Do intelligence. No, fuck it. Add your nature.
Yes, sir, it's at the top.
You know what? Forget it. Add your nature bonus to whatever you just rolled.
I don't think I have anything in anything.
You just got nothing.
But nothing's going to help me. No, I have zeros in all of the things that you just named. So it really doesn't help me. I got a 7.
A 7?
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
My instincts have kicked in, though, and I can sense what is coming.
You can't, like, you're just like, this is a cool Coliseum type thing made of logs. Or maybe it's some sort of summer camp.
Oh, neat. Hey, Leaf, what you know about this place?
Well, from what I can tell, it looks like some kind of Coliseum. But I'm not quite sure about that.
Or possibly a summer camp made out of logs.
Possibly a summer camp.
Gavin, you
I
can...
remember when I went to log summer camp.
So actually, if that's truly what I think it is, I'm going to start just...
Yeah, if you want another shot, you could go down to the boulders and do another check.
Yeah, I guess I'm wandering in blindly since that's what I think it is. So I'm going to go approach these boulders in this Coliseum/summer camp.
Okay, give me an investigation.
I'll follow Sweaty Leaf.
You can choose either investigation or nature, whichever you would like.
Neither will help me.
Okay. If you'd like, I have a pretty good, what do we call those?
Doesn't matter.
A nature bonus, if you'd like me to check.
Where'd you go?
I got a 19.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you'd for sure. Yeah, well, you walk up to these boulders and then you like... It just clicks in your head. You're like, oh, these are bird eggs, and they're huge. And as you think that, one cracks and starts to split apart, and what appears to be a very large baby bird, pretty much the size of you, Leaf, climbs out of what you know of the egg. And you see inside the egg, there's a key. But there's also a baby bird clambering out.
What's the bird doing?
It's a fresh baby bird, so it's
so
just
it's like
popped
wet
out.
And sticky still, right?
Yeah, it's wet and sticky, and it's trying to open its weird little baby bird head for food.
Ugh. Okay. I'm gonna try and make a mad dash around the baby bird and like lunge for the key.
Okay. Give me a dexterity saving throw because you're gonna like try to dodge it.
19 again.
Yeah, this is a baby bird. Not very dexterous. So yeah, you easily just run past it, and you grab the key, and when you do, you hear a loud flapping noise. And as you both look up, because this thing is loud, you see a giant bird land on the side of the nest, and you will roll initiative, both of you.
Okay.
You're the fucking meanest person. I'm like getting sick right now. I hate this.
I rolled intelligence. Where the hell is initiative?
I rolled a 14.
Why can I never find initiative? Oh, it's right there.
14. I'm gonna roll for the bird. Ruby rolled a 4.
Well, that wasn't good. I should have stayed with my intelligence roll. That was better.
Schmerp rolls a 11.
Good roll, Schmerp.
And then the bird rolls a... Oh, seven. Okay. So first is Leaf.
Okay, I'm definitely taking out... I'm taking out that wand of magic missile, which I want to say I recharged with six last game, or maybe the game before. I took it out and recharged it, but I never used it because Gavin talked me out of.
No, you did use it.
I did.
You used
two.
Two, yes, out two. Of the four that you had
on the spider.
Yeah, so you have two.
That's, really? that's rendered our little goblin friend speechless.
Okay, well, I'm gonna use the next two then.
Okay.
I love you, bud.
What?
He said I love you too. Oh. I have ability to speak with animals.
Goblin is actually its own language.
Goblins aren't animals. They have rights.
Not in Irisdale. We're not with the times.
Irisdale's very behind. So roll the hit, Alexa.
Do I have to roll twice?
Yes.
12.
12 hits.
And 8.
8 does not hit. So you hit with 1. So go ahead and roll damage on that.
What is that?
I think it was 1d4 plus,
D4.
Plus 1 or something like that. Or 2 or whatever.
4.
4, nice. Mm-hmm. So 5 damage. So yeah, you pull out your wand of magic missile, and you're probably, let's say you're really afraid, so you're shaking, and when you shoot those missiles, one just soars right past his head, and then the other one makes contact with the bird, the vulture's chest, and does 5 damage. So now it is.
Where's the now baby it's bird Shmurp's in the turn. Midst of all of this?
You're separated from your group by the baby bird, but you do have the key.
Well, that's what's most important.
So, that is okay. So Shmurp is going to. Let's see. Shmurp's going to run up and try to stab it with his dagger, and he rolls a 19. Damn. Okay, yeah, he hits, and he gets a 4. So he runs up and, like, I'm gonna say he runs up to the side of it and kind of stabs its back end, like basically stabs it in the butt with his dagger.
Wait a minute, is the bird on the ground now?
It's in the nest with you.
Oh, I thought it was still hovering.
No, it landed.
That's good. You know, that bird's not playing to its strengths.
It's going to attack right now.
Oh, no.
Let's see. So it has multi-attack. So it's going to reach back and attack Shmurp with its beak. Mm-hmm. So it's going to roll to hit. Oh, man.
What?
Plus,
I just had an idea.
Oh, it misses. So it tries to attack Shmurp, and Shmurp rolls out of the way. And then it's going to reach forward and try to attack you, Leaf, with its talons. So.
With its little scaly, bony talons.
Does 11 hit?
No.
Okay. So it reaches forward and tries to grab you, and you roll out of the way, too. And now
even
it's,
though I'm inside the egg?
I thought you just reached in and grabbed it. Because didn't you attack it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess you attacked with range. But yeah, I tried to reach forward and grab you. Now it's Ruby's turn. I can't believe I missed.
How far am I from Leaf?
Oh, shoot. Hold on, Alexa. It might actually hit you.
You mean Leaf?
Yeah, Leaf. I was giving a disadvantage.
It gets advantage if its allies are still alive and the baby is its ally.
I knew I should have aimed for the baby.
Does 12 hit?
No.
Okay, you're good. What's up, Ruby? Your turn?
How far am I from Leaf?
You've got, let's say you're 10, well, I don't know, 30 feet is your walking range.
Great.
So we'll say that you're 15 feet away from Leaf because there's a baby bird in between you two, and she's also rolled away from the egg that the vulture tried to just grab at.
Okay, well, if I have to do a dexterity saving roll, I'd like to run over to Leaf.
Okay, go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw to pass by the bird, or the baby.
19?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Baby sucks.
I'm going to run over to Leaf, and with my rope, I'm going to tie one end to myself and one end to her. It's a 50-foot rope.
Okay. So you use your action to do that.
Yep, that's what I did.
Okay.
We're going to turn ourselves into a human bolo later, Leaf.
Okay. So it's back to the top of the order, Leaf.
All right. What other ranged things do I have? I don't want to touch anything.
I don't want to give anything away, but then I'm going to set myself on fire once we've wrapped ourselves around it.
Since I'm close to the baby bird, right? Still?
Ish. Yeah, you're about equal distance between the bird, the baby bird, and the big bird now at this point.
As long as it's not more than 50 feet away, I don't want to come with you.
It's not. You guys are all within like the same like 10, 15 foot area.
Radius.
Now. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Can I take my great axe out and hack away at this baby bird?
Yeah, go ahead.
This defenseless.
The one that's like flopping on the ground trying to figure out what's going on. Has it just entered life?
Yeah, 17.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you hit it.
Any bird that doesn't actually get to become a bird is a good bird, I think.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, I have lucky. Thank God. Because I just rolled a one.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. Okay. 14.
14? Mm-hmm. Okay, dude, you lob off the baby's head and piss off the mama bird so much that it gets to go next. It doesn't. Wow. Smurp gets skipped. It gets to go next.
Sorry, Smurp.
So you piss off this bird, and it comes flying at you. Let me see real quick. What about 15? Does that hit you?
Yeah, that hits. Yeah.
Okay. This bird doesn't necessarily attack you as much as it does grab you with its talons, which does... I'm going to do half of what the attack would do in damage. So that does only 3 damage to you.
Question.
But, yes.
Did it scoop me up?
It grabbed you. So, like...
Am I in the air? Is Ruby dangling right now?
Yeah. It starts it takes off. So you guys are flying, and it can fly 60 feet in a turn. So you're now 60 feet above the nest. And Ruby, you're only 10 feet off of the nest because it's a 50 foot rope. So
that's not too bad. Like a girlish scream.
But you are a girl.
Can give yourself a girlish scream.
I'm afraid to do it in my house because I don't want like my dog and my husband to freak out right now.
I'm not going to do it.
I'll just I probably have a scream in my sound pack. I'll put it in there.
Perfect.
For you.
Okay.
Well, let's not give Leaf a girlish scream. She's braver than
it's
that.
It's like a man yell. Yeah. Grunt.
She sounds like the lead singer of, Motorhead.
Yes, that specifically. Yeah.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you what it means.
And then Tony Hawk comes in, shreds around the edge of the nest.
Oh, I thought you meant... I thought you were pulling a reference from fucking the last thing, your little one-shot we did with Tony Hawk, bird.
No. Oh, sure, why not?
Yeah,
sure.
So he comes in and just shredding.
The edge of the nest, yeah.
The ace of spades! The ace of spades!
As he flies off, Superman by Goldfinger starts playing.
I'll do all of them.
Also, he hits a VHS tape on his way out.
Damn!
Yeah, you get the roll.
Yes!
Going it all to what I am, pretending I'm a Superman.
Getting older all the time.
Excellent.
feeling younger in my mind.
It has multi-attack, so it lets
and
go.
I can't quit, because I'm so confused about what to do. Okay, go.
So it has
multi-attack.
Fucking hell, dude.
Now you need to do Blitzkrieg Bop.
No, he doesn't.
No, I don't. Go ahead. Let's go.
I was waiting for it.
Okay, we... You, it lets go of you with one foot, with one talon, and then it strikes downward with the other talon to try to hit you again.
Wait,
the bird's so pissed.
Why does the bird get to go twice?
Multi attack.
I thought it was my turn.
It has multi attack. Yeah,
no, the bird, we were too busy singing that the bird.
Oh no, that's unfortunate.
19.
Worth it. Yeah. Worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a blast from the past.
I probably redlined on my recording like 13 times in that one.
Okay, it does 13 damage to you on that one.
13? What a weird number for me to choose on redlining.
Not to you, Gavin, to
I know, leaf. But still, I said I redlined 13 times and then you said it was 13 damage.
I was listening.
Oh, have I overspoke? To where you're just like, ignore that man.
Yeah, Chris has just tuned you out.
Okay.
I want to play Tony Hawk now.
And then from the bird,
Pro Skater 2, specifically.
Ruby's turn.
Okay. So I know this is counterintuitive to my situation, but I'm going to gym class style start climbing up the rope.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to set yourself on fire right now. I was like,
no. Burn the fucking rope.
No. Yeah. See you guys.
Give me a...
I've got a 10-foot fall. Enjoy yourself up there.
Give me an athletics check. Because you're climbing.
All right, athletics check. Ooh, plus one, all right. Come on, big money. 19.
Oh, yeah, all right, you make it all the way up.
Nice, I can climb more distance than I can run.
With a 19, all right. Yeah.
All right, so can I do two movements?
You get one movement per turn, buddy.
Damn it. I was going to try to wrap myself around its torso and its wings.
You can try to grapple it. I'll give you that.
No, that's no fun. I guess, am I on the bird or am I on Leaf?
Do you want to just climb to me and I'll try and throw you?
You've basically gotten to Leaf.
All right.
And the talons.
I guess, Leaf, hold me close and stabilize me, all right?
Okay. Do I have to roll for that?
Not right now.
Okay. So what I'm going to try to do is, as two-handed, shoot my bow into this thing's like eyeball, since I'm like right here.
But Leaf, you are being held by a talon, so that includes one of your arms.
All right, it's my legs then. They're quite powerful.
Okay, then give me in your guard and hold me close.
So I'm like one arm and then both legs.
Sure.
Okay. Wait, what is your character's race?
A halfling.
Hold me closer, tiny halfling.
Alright. That's perfect. There's a lot of song in this.
I know.
Yes,
this is a very musical episode.
This is a very musical episode.
What do you? So you're shooting a bow at it?
Yep, preferably.
Okay. Alright, go ahead and give me a attack roll.
Alright, actions, longbow. I love the hit on this thing. It's so good. That's a 15.
Yes, that hits.
I know it does. And then... but only a 4.
4, okay. Yeah, I mean, you shoot it. It takes an arrow and then it's pissed. But doesn't do it much more than that.
All right.
Is the bird ticklish?
You could certainly try.
On its little talons?
Yeah, on its like little leg.
I thought you hated this thing.
Well,
no,
the only
you don't
thing...
want it to drop us.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm trying to get to where we can ride this fucking thing to the ground.
It's Leaf's turn again, too.
Okay, can I... I really can't do much. Because I don't want it to drop me. Can I just, like, use an action to, like, boost Ruby up, like, into the... onto the foot, maybe?
No, not onto the foot, onto the back.
I don't know if I can boost you that high with one arm.
How tall is this thing?
The baby was the size of Leaf.
Okay, so this thing's probably like 20 feet tall?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Okay. It's big enough to hold Leaf's almost Leaf's entire body with one talon.
Okay, so like if you just do like a what's that like cheer
shark butt?
Move where they no where they hold the girl up.
Oh, like, pyramid.
And then I can help you by kicking off.
Okay. So you want me to cheerleader toss Let's, him into the
well,
air?
I'd like to consult the powers that be with that, obviously. It seems a bit far-fetched, but...
Yeah. You'd have to get a... You'd have to make a pretty goddamn good strength check. Minus... Without using your bonus, because one arm is locked down.
Can I try tossing him with my legs?
You could, ooh. Yeah. You got two legs.
You know, like, those acrobats that, like throw people on their feet?
Yeah, oh, you could try that. And you could use your regular bonus to try to, like, kick him up there, basically.
Am I using acrobatics or strength?
I mean strength, sorry.
Okay.
What do I... Do I have to roll something?
No. Okay, depends on her roll. It depends on how good her roll is.
Okay. Right. If it's strength, we should be okay. What is my strength?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're fucking good. Please roll good. Ugh! 14?
14? Okay, I tell you what. You kick him and he gets up in a good enough vicinity. Now, Ruby, make a... acrobatics check. Give me an acrobatics check.
Yeah, I mean, this is textbook acrobatics. 14 as well.
Sweet. Okay, so yeah, Leaf kicks you up there, and in the air you do a series of rolls and flips to get yourself oriented to land on the back of the bird. So you are now sitting basically with your legs hung over where the wings would be coming out, mm-hmm. basically like a seat, like a little saddle.
Right, like the base of the neck, shoulder.
Yeah,
the
so that's area. Where you're at now.
Can okay. I just say that the bird should have definitely had disadvantage on grabbing me because I was so sweaty.
I think it rolled pretty well. It was also pissed. You made it go into rage.
Fair enough.
Next is Shmurp. Shmurp looks up at you guys and is like, well, oh, in his head, he's thinking, I don't have range. And now it's Ruby's turn. Or no, now it's the bird's turn. I'm sorry.
Can he turn into a giant creature?
Can he?
Didn't
well,
he
I mean,
do
he
that?
Can assimilate. Can
oh,
he, assimilate
he can
wings?
Assimilate. That's right.
Can he assimilate wings? Oh,
God, no, I don't think he can do that much of a thing. I need to really check that assimilation
he
thing.
He could probably grow feathers at least.
That's that's
oh,
about what he's
turn
doing.
Oh, into one of its babies.
But
oh,
right now he's
to love him.
Right now he's really not able to do any assimilation. He's kind of stuck in goblin mode.
Oh yeah, and he's forgetting everything.
Poor I thought the anti-venomo was helping with that.
It's like it's not making him lose much more, but he's kind of going back and forth.
I love that your mind remembers that.
Yeah, because I laughed about it like the next day after.
It's a good one. As I listened to the episode the next day or whatever it was when it came out, I had a good chuckle. I forgot about anti-venomo.
Bird's turn. It's the bird's turn.
Does the bird have a name?
Name it.
Patrice.
Patrice. It's Patrice's turn. Patrice.
I have that in my back pocket.
So fast. You didn't even have to think about it.
Patrice is going to throw its head back at Ruby and try to knock Ruby off.
I'm on its your neck. Brain. You better have some serious flamingo skills.
It's a vulture.
Or a crane.
I'm trying to remember what vultures look like.
It's not going to get me. They're black and they look like turkeys.
All right, fine. If you don't want that, then this
do. No. Listen, it's your world. It's your party, bud. I'm just excited that I was invited.
The bird's going to do a barrel roll. So you better hold on good. Make a strength check as it does this barrel roll.
I don't think I'm terribly strong.
You're going to have to insert another screen.
Actually, I've got a plus one. Let's see. Nope. I'm going flying.
Two? Jesus Christ. Yeah, he does a barrel and flings Ruby off, and Ruby starts flying through the air, but then the rope becomes taut, and now...
Saving throw. Can I do a saving throw?
Yeah, dude. What?
I want to ride the momentum and try to flip it back around.
Okay, sure. Do acrobatics.
Acrobatics. 15?
Yeah. Okay, so as it has enough momentum because it's also spinning, So you've got like so much forward momentum that you ride that rope, fling it all the way back around, and you land on its back again, and give me an animal handling
roll. Yo, buddy. Animal handling roll? Ah, 9.
A 9? Okay.
Yeah, I've got plus 5 animal handling. I rolled a 4. That's garbage.
You feel like it's about to try to roll again, and you manage to grab the right areas of its, like the base of its wings, and like turn so that it can't make itself roll again. But what it is going to do is it's going to try to strike down with its multi-attack at Leaf again.
That's upsetting.
I think it's going to get you to it. That's prime for the pecking.
11? No, 11 doesn't do it.
In my fear room, was I in charge? And now in your fear room, I'm in charge again.
I mean, I can't really do much in my situation.
I would try to slash your way out.
Well, I can now that you're up there, and now that there's not a fear of us like both plummeting to our death.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome for being such a wingman. Yeah, you're welcome fucking for that poem.
I tickled the bird and let it drop me, and I cut my rope and just...
Don't do that. That was brilliant. I was really proud of that.
All right. Yeah, it's Ruby's turn.
Am I allowed an action and like an attack?
Wait, it's Ruby's turn or it's Leaf's turn?
It's Ruby's turn because it goes bird, then Ruby.
Okay.
And then Leaf.
I feel like Leaf hasn't... Oh, no, you threw me.
Yeah, you threw me last time.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Let me get her turn.
I shove the orange Rugrats VHS tape between the Crooked's talons.
Oh, throw it to me and I'll hold it over its face. It
has to be something capable of existential thought.
Oh, so you're saying the bird's stupid?
I mean, it's an animal.
I've got to speak with animal.
It's a beast.
You know what?
Wow. Are you from Irisdale?
I've got an idea. Okay. And you know what? I'm pretty progressive for being from Irisdale.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of Irisdalians that are extremely racist. So I'm going off of my strength of animal handling, and I'd like to fly this thing into a wall of some sort.
That seems like such a terrible plan.
Bad plan? We're on it, so we'd be flying into a wall.
Can I have a better perch before you do that?
Wait, okay. What if I fly it low?
And it grinds me into the fucking dirt.
No, not that low. We tuck and roll. We might take a couple damage, but then we bail, kind of like, you ever played GTA and you put a bunch of C4 on a car and then you use it as like a mortal bomb?
Mm-hmm.
We bail and this thing just careens into a wall.
It's holding on to leave.
All right.
You gotta get it to let go of me first.
Okay, next move, acrobatics. How high up in the air are we? About 60 feet?
Yeah, about 60 feet. I didn't have it move up anymore.
Okay, excellent. So here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to do another move where I try to jump off of the bird and try to do another loop around it to try to tie its wings up.
Okay. So
acrobatics again?
Yeah, give me...
It seems like...
It's got to be a real good acrobatics.
All right.
Why would you want to tie its wings up while we're 60 feet in the air?
Wait, is this movement or action?
This is...
I think action.
This is going to be an action.
But I'm not in my actions.
But you're just... You're not doing a movement necessarily. You're just jumping off the bird and trying to...
So when I click actions, I have longbow, short sword, produce flame, unarmed strike. And when I go to ability, senses, and all that, I would say that's it.
I'm going to consider this a grapple.
Oh, yes, son of a bitch. All right. Wait, I'm going to consult with Leaf. Leaf, should I do that?
Are you yelling from up there?
Yeah.
You just say, should I do that?
Should I do the thing that I'm thinking?
Wait, look me in the eyes really quick so I can know what you're thinking.
All right, I lean off to the side and I look down at Leaf and I go, hey, I'm considering, remember how I fed off the bird but landed back on the bird?
Yeah, I want say to that do, with a blink.
Yeah, I want to do that again, but to its wings.
I blink aggressively. That seems like a really bad idea this high.
Okay, well, the next step is try to kill the bird, and the same thing is going to happen if it dies midair.
You can't just, like, maybe bridle it with the rope?
I guess I could make it land.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to try to rein this bird in and try to make it land.
Okay, so you got to get the rope around its neck.
Oh. Or okay, so I'm going beak? To do one of those things where I pick up the rope, and I whip it like that to see if I can't, like, you know how, like, fishermen tie, like, boatsmen, like how they, like, dock a boat?
Gotcha.
Yeah, like that. Is that animal handling, or is that, what is that?
That's, I'm trying
animal
to think.
Wrangling.
That's going to be a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. Okay, how do I, oh, here. Okay, I'm just trying to think cool if you. One. No, I'm good on sleight of hand. Here we go, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking six, my god, I'm rolling like shite.
You go to do that, and then you realize there's probably not enough slack to get all the way up over its head.
There's quite a bit. How about
you got 50 feet?
What's the circumference of its neck? It can't be more than
what
10
I'm saying
feet.
Is part of it's attached to leaf down at the feet.
Yeah,
so you got 20
feet.
Of it
I got,
gone.
I got
30
feet,
to work with. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you try and it moves its head out of the way. What are you doing now? You tried to lasso it. It didn't work.
Didn't work. So I'm going to say, so that's how you're going to be, huh? And I'm going to...
Okay.
Remember the...
The bow that you have? Remember the bow you have?
Yeah, remember the Fellowship of the Bros episode?
Yeah.
When I fucking sniped that goblin from fucking point blank?
Yeah. That's what you're going to do? Okay.
Yeah, I want to do that one again.
You don't think maybe like winging it might be a better option?
Oh, I thought you meant like just like making shit up. Like, whoa.
Oh, winging it? Yeah. literally what I'm doing.
Rolling improv? That's what this whole game
that's
is?
Entire fucking episode, this entire series is. No, not really.
I have no control over this. I'm under the bird right now.
I'm not even going to consult Leaf.
Yeah, you're not consulting me. I'll feel it once whatever happens.
Yeah, it's 60 feet. You're going to be fine. With a two-ton bird on landing on top of you, you're going to be fine. 21.
Oh my god. So you do double damage. Oh wait, did you roll a nat 20?
No, it's a 13. But my was just fucking insane.
Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, you hit.
All right.
Sorry, Jesus.
Damn it! And then four damage.
Barely
touches the skin.
Okay. You shoot your bow, and it does go into the neck of the bird, and it's not looking great.
Oh, okay.
What was its name?
Patrice.
Patrice.
Oh, whoops.
Patrice.
There's a comedian named Patrice.
There's a Patrice hockey player. Williams? Pro hockey player named Patrice Bergeron.
Oh,
Bergeron, great name.
This is a good name.
This is Patrice Bergeron.
Bergeron.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. For all of that niche group of hockey player
fans
D&D
that
listen to D&D shit, this is going to be perfect.
This one's for you.
For all of you who don't know who Patrice
There's
Bergeron is, he's an
in
NHL.
Canada that's just like, fucking hell yeah, this is my jam right now.
He is a professional NHL player from the Boston Bruins, I believe.
I feel so seen.
They reach out of the phone or whatever medium they're listening to this and they're touching his heart.
Okay, so it is now Leaf's turn.
Leaf.
Okay.
Leaf.
I want to be free from the talon.
Want to break free.
Jesus Christ.
Get out of my head.
I want to break free.
This is not the first time we've sang that song.
No, it's not.
Okay, I want to like, with my one free hand, can I get a weapon out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a one-handed weapon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only friend. Didn't you name her? Oh no, your fists were only friend. Never mind.
No, they were great and axe.
Yeah, great and
axe. Oh, great and axe, that's right. Oh, only friends from Harmon Quest. Never mind.
With one hand, I want to get my hand axe out.
Okay.
And try and hack it like the toe, and with my mouth, I want to bite down like a wild animal that's trapped in a cage.
Okay. Are you counting that as like two weapon fighting?
I was counting that as an action and an attack.
Oh, attack is an action.
Actions are attacks.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Double. I'm dual wielding.
You are currently holding multi-sided die, and you didn't. That was such beginner. That was such a rookie move.
So, do you have two weapon fighting?
Yep.
Okay, I'll let you do two attacks. One with your mouth, and one with the axe.
That doesn't sound confident.
Wait, are you lying to me?
I'm not meaning to lie. I'm actually not sure.
Yep.
So I'm erring on the side of yes.
Let me take a look.
On the side of I want to have it.
Yeah, let me do it.
I'm looking right now. You do. You have two weapon fighting.
See? Told ya.
Okay.
That's so go ahead and make a certified weapon.
Go ahead and make a I'm gonna give it to her. Go make two attack rolls.
Oh, that one wasn't good. That's a 5.
Plus anything?
Oh.
For your hand axe?
It's been a minute.
Plus 5, you hit.
Sweet. And an 8.
Plus, well, the other one's unarmed. Oh, that's plus 5 as well. You hit on both. So roll 2.
Hell yeah.
Roll damage for both. The hand axe is 1d6 plus 2. And your unarmed strike is an automatic 3.
Who the fuck is the 1d6? 1d6 plus 2, that's a 3. And the unarmed is 1d4?
It's just 3. It's IMAC 3.
Oh, sweet.
So with that, you bite down and you draw blood. And then you swing your axe into its leg. And you sink that axe in. And then the bird just fucking dies.
Like
midair, it just dies. And then now you are all three plummeting down, back down.
Wait, did it let go of Leaf?
Sort of, like loosely.
Okay.
It's holding on. It's holding on loosely.
I don't know that song. I joined.
Yes, you do. But don't let it go.
Nope.
If you cling too tightly.
You're gonna lose control.
You don't know that?
This one. No, you guys just take it.
Isn't it REO Speedwagon? Am I?
No, I don't think. Maybe. I don't know.
It's gonna bug me now.
I don't even know the real name of the song. Oh, it's Hold On Loosely.
38 Special.
Okay. There we go. If I were you, I would try to climb to the top as a saving.
Do
throw.
I have it?
Saving well, say, save it. Sure, why not?
All right, I'm gonna
wait,
try
no,
to...
Wait, no, hold on. It's...
Christopher?
What's up?
Christopher?
What's up?
Can I clamber to the top of the bird?
Yeah, make a... acrobatics. No, athletics, because you're climbing. You're not, like, flipping around and stuff.
Acrobatics?
No, athletics.
Oh, sweet.
It's plus 5, whatever it is.
12?
12.
Sorry, I thought I rolled a 1 and I got scared.
Okay, you start to climb up the leg. You don't get all the way to the top, but you get about halfway. You're going to make it about halfway up the bird before it hits the nest.
That's better than being under it.
Yeah, it's true.
Shmurp's under it, so as it falls down, oh, he's going to make a... He's going to make a saving throw here.
I love that Shmurp's action was, well, I don't have a range attack.
I don't have any range.
Good luck, everybody.
Oh, okay. He rolled 17 on dexterity, so he like jumps out of the way as this bird smacks into the nest. And as it does, everybody, you guys fall off the bird, and Shmurp gets pulled into the broken part of the nest, and you all fall through. And, you just start tumbling down out of what you think is just a giant tree, and you all hit this giant leaf, and you break it off the branch, and it wraps around you and kind of slows all of your fall a little bit, but you all hit the ground, and you hit the ground hard, and as the leaf that was wrapped around you falls away from you and like comes to rest on the floor, you're back in the hallway. And there's only 2 doors left. one on either side, and then the one that's locked in the middle.
Is there ambient bird noises happening?
I hear that.
I hear that as well.
Where the hell is that coming from?
I don't know.
I thought it was one of you guys.
I have no idea.
It's going to add to the story, though. We're back in the hallway.
Oh, that's coming from... I can't believe that's coming from all the way outside my house. Wow. And you guys can hear that. Yeah, you're back in the hallway. Two more doors, one on either side, the one in the middle, and you have one key. And you hear, like always, a slightly louder Stone of Far Speech ringing down the hall. You have a key. There are two doors still not open, and the door that has three locks left that are still locked.
All right, do I need to still go stick that key in the door?
Yeah, I mean, we could just say you do that, and then the door on...
I take the key out from between my butt cheeks, and I stick it in the door.
Good thing you had time to put it in there before the bird grabbed you.
It was my first thought, really.
Yeah, well, the door next to you pops open. You can just decide which one you prefer. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, it can't be any worse than a bird, so I'm just going to head on in.
Okay.
Are we doing a shmurp fear door?
No.
Good. Okay.
Because that would be a waste.
I wouldn't want to.
No, this is not. We're not doing shmurp stuff.
God only knows when we're going to have shmurp. I feel fucking terrible about that. All right. Let's go through that door.
Okay.
So I have so many questions, but they can wait for after.
Yeah. There's no answers.
As the three of you walk into the open door, you hear a low chant, and you see a glow from somewhere in the distance. The room that you're in seems to be very expansive, but it's so dark in your immediate area that you can't really tell how big. Like, you can't see the edges. It just feels like it's very large.
And I can't stop this feeling.
Deep, I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
I was thinking, I can't stop this feeling inside my bones. Something electric.
He did the intro to the song, ooga, so I had chaka, to. Ooga, yeah. Chaka, ooga,
Anyways, the soft glow from the distance doesn't seem to illuminate any other part of the room.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the end?
That's the setting that you're in at the moment.
Okay. I was really caught up
Set yourself on fire right now.
I'm stuck on a fear. Ooh, I could just set my hands on fire.
Okay, that.
I set my hands on fire.
Okay.
Which is a take on the band, I Set My Friends on Fire.
You set your hands on fire and you can see...
It's too niche. It's too obscure. Sorry.
That one fan, though.
Yep, that one fan.
That one fan didn't... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say
it's
that.
It's the same one that got that hockey reference.
Yep. Anyways, you look down and you can see that there's like dirt and rocks and maybe some leaves on the ground.
Oh.
But you still can't see much around you.
No need for a perception check.
This is fine.
Yeah. So you've got... That's what you can see with your hands on fire, and you can still see that glow and hear the chanting in the distance.
I look over at Leaf because I've kind of figured out the themes of these rooms.
Uh-oh.
And I go, what the fuck are you afraid of?
You think this is my room?
It's not my room.
I don't feel like it's mine.
So your in-game characters have figured out that these rooms were tailored to them?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean...
We're breaking down the walls, Christopher.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, the first and third
room... The first room was a little on the nose. It was literally his sister.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean... Come on. It's pretty transparent at this point.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't think this room is for me.
I don't think it's for me either, but we're going to figure it out. Although the chanting that is a little scary to me. Real world.
What are they chanting? Can we do like a perception?
You can do a perception to listen.
Oh, that's not going to do shit. That's a 5.
Yeah, you don't make out much of it. You can just hear
hear less chanting now.
Wow, congrats. You're deaf. All right. While keeping the theme of this, are we still tethered?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, you guys are still tied.
Then I'm going to hold on to the first foot of rope to leave, and I'm just going to start making our way through this eerie dark.
Do you want
me to stay? Hands are on fire. I don't want to do that. I don't do that. I think about doing it. I go to grab it, and then I'm like, "What am I doing?"
Whoa!
And then I leaf grabs the rope.
Yeah,
and I just the rope. Wave my hands in the air like I really care.
Am I letting you go like into the dark? Because then I can just like yank you back, but you're illuminating more stuff.
You fucking coward! No, you're coming with me.
I don't know if this is my room or not. Okay.
I don't know if it's my room or not. That's why we're doing this together.
Well, I was.
Shmurp marches forward.
Oh no.
Okay, I follow Shmurp and kind of stand behind him like a human shield. Okay.
I feel like I'm behind everyone in case I need to pull, like, yank Ruby back.
Okay.
I'm still moving forward, but slowly.
That's fair, because I think if anyone can yank anybody around, it's you.
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me. All that I do, that
this fucking episode.
Is enough for you.
As you approach the...
I'm not gonna lose it, cause I'm not like that. You finally.
As you approach the glow, the chant grows louder. And as you walk, you are noticing that you're actually outside. You're not in a room. You're just outside. And that's, or at least that's what it seems like, because either this room is so big that there are plants and whatnot outside in there, or you're actually just outside.
Psst, Ruby. What? Is it just me, or are we outside?
No, I think we might be outside. No, I think it might be everyone is outside. Wouldn't it be weird if only you were outside, though, and we were all inside?
It'd be crazy.
You feel the crunch of earth beneath your feet, and you see dark silhouettes of the trees that are in front of you, kind of blocking whatever is glowing as you get closer. And as you do get closer, you notice, you hear to the chant, and you start to notice that there are, I just literally said that. There are trees and bushes right in front of you, kind of blocking whatever is glowing.
Bushes.
Not the bushes.
So you guys,
we're in the bush?
You guys kind of...
I think we might be in the bush.
You guys kind of creep through...
You're hot and sweaty in the bush. In the bush? Yep.
You guys kind of creep through the bushes and whatnot to peek up.
We do.
To peek at the what's going on. Cause that's what you guys wanted to see, right? You wanted to see the what was glowing and chanting?
I wanted to peer through the bush.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Spread it apart.
Well, as you do, who was in the lead?
Shmurp.
So Shmurp pokes his head through, and he's looking at what's going on. Do you guys wish to join him?
No.
Because he can't exactly communicate with you.
Hey, Shmurp. What do you see up there?
He looks back at you, and he goes like this. I'm like waving like to come look.
Do you want to take a picture for the audio podcast. So he waves us forward.
Yeah.
All right, Ruby, what are you doing? You're closer.
I'm going to still stay behind Shmurp, but I'm going to kind of put my hands on his shoulders, which are, I think, are down here. And I'm going to kind of peer over
him. Molest him?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to just molest the shoulders and kind of do a little peer around Shmurp.
Okay. So
perception check, or can you just...
I'll just let you see it. So you see figures in brown robes that are hooded.
We spread through the bush.
You guys peek through the bush.
See it.
And you see figures in brown robes that are hooded, and they're surrounding a fire, and they're chanting. And none of them can see you at the moment. They're not even focused on what's going on around them.
Ruby, what do you see?
I see some people in robes. but they seem to be very focused on a task at the moment. Are they, what are they, around a fire?
They're around a fire, yeah.
You want to listen for what they're actually chanting, since I can't hear them?
Sure. I'm like 6 feet in front of you, but okay. Can I do a perception check on what they're saying?
It's more that I already rolled for that, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Curse.
I can't stop this.
12. Feeling. 12. You can't understand what they're saying, but you do see that there's a figure there's a figure standing at the fire with their back to you, and you see that figure lift a knife above their head, and they plunge it down into something that you can't see. They plunge it down into someone who is kneeling in front of them, and they aren't trying to get away. It looks like they're actually consenting to this, and the figure holding the knife reaches up into like the sky, basically, like you just above his, the figure reaches up above their head, and you can't see the hand because you're kind of peeking through bushes, so you've got like a shroud above your
right. From what you said, this is a sacrifice, a willing sacrifice.
Well, they reach up and they bring something down with one hand, and they say something that you can't understand.
Oh God, this sounds like Temple of Doom.
But where, from where you're standing, like your line of vision is obstructed by the bushes and the tree overhead, so you can't see what was in this person's hand. However, you do see that as they bring the hand back down, they bring their arm back to their front side, and you see some kind of green squirmy blob in their hand, and you have no idea what's happening in the front of this person, but it has something to do with the person that is kneeling.
I still have no idea whose room this is.
I don't think it's anyone's.
Did I
the second room wasn't anyone's.
The bear, no, the spider?
No, the skeleton room.
That was kind of the same, the first room.
Yeah, that was still my room.
Oh, it wasn't, that part necessarily wasn't for Ruby.
That was for no one. Whose room is this?
Christopher?
Yeah, I will never tell.
Ooh. Christ moves in mysterious ways.
Fine, keep your secrets.
Fine, keep your secrets.
So, that is what's happening.
Alright.
Can Shmurp assimilate or no?
He can't do that right now.
Oh, that's right. He's unassimilatable. Ow! I poked my hand on a little screw that I've been playing with while we were listening.
Leaf, you feel something like maybe like snaky sliding over your foot.
What the fuck is that?
It's your room. It's your room.
Everybody hears you yell that. They turn around, and then these vines wrap all of you up.
It's your room.
Are your hands still on fire? Burn the vines.
I grab the vines with burning hands.
It isn't doing anything.
Shit.
The vines bring you forward, and you don't see anybody that's controlling the vines, but
I yell to Leaf, and I say, they're well watered. They're well watered.
You are all brought up in like a line in front of the group, and most of the group is still chanting, but they all have turned to face you, and you can't see what is under their hoods. It's just darkness.
My room.
It's just darkness. The one that had their back to you turns, and the three of you stop moving basically when you've gotten up to this figure. So as this figure turns to face you, you see that the face of the person is unnaturally pale and missing an eye, with a vine going from their nose into the empty socket. And the figure looks down at you and scans the three of you with their eyes. You sit in this order from left to right: Shmurp, Leaf, Ruby. So from their perspective, it's Shmurp, Leaf, Ruby.
From left to right?
Yeah, from left to right. They point at you, Ruby, and they say,
this one is cursed.
Their finger tracks all the way across the other side, pointing at Shmurp, and they say,
this one is connected to another.
And the figure points directly ahead and down at Leaf, who is in the middle, and says,
this one is pure.
So they grab Leaf, they grab you by the arms, and they bring you basically up to the figure, who lifts the knife up.
Whoa.
And the figure brings the knife down quickly and stabs into your arm, and then they slide the knife along and create about a 3-inch gash along your arm, and roll 1d6 damage.
Christopher, I don't like this. Where the hell's the 6? 1.
1? Okay, so you take 1 damage.
I swear.
The figure reaches their hand up into the air and shouts, I forgot how to pronounce this. I'm going to try my best. They shout,
Guthias Arboris, Hunk Aduciere, Vivier Viventum.
A long branch of a tree reaches down from somewhere amongst the trees. It reaches all the way down to the figure's hand, and you see a green squirming blob that sort of looks like a heart, if it were made of like plant life. And so that's what's hanging from the tree. And the figure grabs it and breaks it from the branch, and then they bring it down and they press it into your open wound.
Well, that's not sanitary.
The glob sprouts like these little viney legs and starts sliding into your arm. And the figure lets go, and the glob crawls all the way in, and you can't see it. But what you do see is that the wound is closing up with like a sickly green scar.
No.
And a small vine suture kind of weaves its way through that wound and closes up. And you feel something moving throughout your body for a few seconds before you don't feel anything at all.
This is from the movie The Ruins.
All of the hooded figures, I've never seen it, all of the hooded figures back away, and then they quickly just vanish into the night, leaving the three of you bound by vines.
Okay. Ruby, set your hand on fire and burn my arm right now.
Hold on.
Alright. So let's the vines loosen up and you just all can move. The vines just drop away. You guys can all just move freely.
Perfect.
Get out of my head, I was gonna say that.
But when you peer past the fire, you don't see any figures, but what you do see is a door that you didn't see before. And
you're a poet, you didn't even know it.
You see a door you didn't see before. And a key on the floor.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, you.
There's a key just hanging from like a little ring on the doorknob of the door.
Of the door on the... From not from before, key on the floor.
Can I inspect my arm in the meantime?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do a medicine roll.
I don't think I have anything for that. Roll good. 12,
yeah.
We're rolling not super hot today.
You're, as far as you can tell, like from what you know with that 12, your wound looks fine. But you have no idea what went into you. Into
like
your
a
arm,
typical
Saturday
night.
Stop it. Stop it, both of you.
Apologies to my husband for that joke. It's not true.
I'm just kidding. You do whatever you want.
Christopher.
Yes.
No, I don't care about you.
Wow.
Ruby, sorry. Ruby, can you please look at my arm?
I'm not the fucking village medicine man. Yeah. All right, I've healed one person unsuccessfully. I could probably heal another one unsuccessfully. Sure, I'll take a look.
I put my arm out.
All right, I roll medicine to see if there's anything that can be done. Should I roll medicine and then perception, or what?
No, just roll medicine.
All right. Okay, 18.
Yeah, 18. Her wound is not infected. It's nice and clean. The sutures are actually really well done, considering that it's a vine that
not
is through them.
Not worried about that first.
Yeah, you still don't know what is put into her.
All right. I'm going to do like a quick analysis of her. How do you?
Arcana?
No, I'm just going to ask her. How do you feel, Christopher? How does she feel?
She feels fine.
Is there any difference in your in the way you feel?
No. I mean, she's a little scared, but not like any sick way.
Of course.
She's not, yeah.
There were some traumatizing things that happened. Are you in any pain at all?
No.
If I throw Miracle-Grow at you, does it trigger some type of arousal?
Yeah, but that was before the vine anyways.
Yeah, no, that was a fetish of hers before. Okay. I forgot about her backstory as a ficus nursery runner. Okay.
An herbisexual?
Yeah. Oh. Nothing hotter than
no, her. That's my brother's name. That's disgusting. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I used to climb trees, if you know what I'm saying. All right. Never mind. I'll say it. Give me the redwood. All right. let's continue on. I'm sure the symptoms will make themselves apparent in time.
I'm just sobbing.
I'm going to grab your face because I'm not going to be in this dark with
Are your hands still on fire?
No,
I think because I grabbed the...
He tried to attack something.
Yep. I'm going to grab your face and I'm going to say, look at me. When the time comes, I'm really good at thinking on my feet. You're going to be fine. And I've got like a bunch of plus numbers on my skills. You're going to be fine. Okay. And also, call me crazy, but I think if you died, the sponsors would be terribly pissed. So I think you're all right.
I don't think I'm the glue that's holding this podcast together by any means.
Nonsense.
But thank you.
We couldn't do it without you.
And then I kind of just throw in an aside of, if we could do it without Shmurp, we could probably do it without you. And then we continue on.
Okay. Right. Sorry, you guys. What are you guys doing?
We're getting that key?
Oh, where was the key? I missed that.
It's like hanging on the door.
It's hanging on the door.
We're here.
Near the floor before.
Oh, that's right. Let's grab the key.
Okay. Do you guys grab the key? Do you go through the door?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
You guys go through the door and turn around and it is no more.
How long were you holding on to that?
No, I just did it when he said sure. But yeah, you guys go through that door and you are back in the hallway. You close the door behind you, and as you orient yourself, you realize that the door you just walked through that should have been there. You realize that the door you just walked through should have been the door that was locked. And as you turn and look, you still see the door with all of the keys that it had when you guys walked in, except it's missing one. Basically, you walked through that door in the forest, and it was the other door that you guys hadn't gone through yet, and you closed it, and it's still locked. And so now you have a key, one door left, and the door that has two locked locks. And there is a ringing stone of far speech.
Oh, so we did like a two birds with one stone type thing.
No, that door's still there. It was just a weird little thing I wrote in for whatever fucking reason.
All right. Okay. Who picked up the key? Leaf, did you pick that up?
I thought you did.
Okay, I picked it up. I'm going to go put it in the end of the hall door.
Okay, you put it into the hall door. You turn it. There's a click, and then the last door creaks open. Thanks for listening, everybody. We hope that you enjoyed it. As for the music for this episode, we have The Crypt and The Ritual, both written and produced by Dark Fantasy Studio and Nicholas Judy. Now stay tuned right after this for a quick little end scene.
Who's in charge here? That would be me, ma'am. I want a full report on what we've found for the traitors. From what our intelligence agents have gathered, it would appear that they were sent via portal to Earth.
Earth?
Yes, ma'am. By one Gruno Mars. And then it would appear, after committing several crimes on Earth, that they went through another portal with the help of an artificer named Huba.
I'm not aware of that name.
Very well, ma'am. We are currently tracking their whereabouts from that point on. We will update you as soon as we find anything, ma'am.
Good.